Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 292. My name is Christopher Q. Hi. And I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
Jason A. Strike.
Hey.
Hey.
What up?
We lied last week. I lied last week. I'm the one who said it, so.
Who? You had good intentions.
I did have good intentions. I really did try. I did send out an email. Actually, yeah, Jeff sent out the first email.
For which one?
For trying to figure out question of the week. Let's get on this. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. I got nothing. And
I was like, I got nothing.
Jeff even sent out another post and about, you know, question of the week suggestions. And, it's okay. But that's okay because today we're going to talk about Dragon's Crown.
That's what we're going
to
do.
Why not?
Why not? We're all playing it. It's a new game that all three of us are playing and that doesn't happen very often. So
pretty rare.
We are going to talk about that. Before that, we'll do other distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. I think we're going to pick one out of the hat O Amy, because Amy, I think, dropped 89 of them on Retroids, somewhere
close
in that.
To that.
In
We've
that
done
number,
88
right?
of them, but there's one of them that we've not done.
Okay, cool.
We should have her do the show from here on out.
We should have her on and just let her do the feature.
Good idea, Amy. I'll go get a refill.
before we get started, though, Jason, what's up, man?
Lots of stuff at work. Tell you that. I've been bitching about all that studio equipment. Hey, we got our first round of stuff. And oh my God, it's so cool.
Nice.
And it's so stressful. And yeah, I've been pulling a lot of long days in order to get the shit set up. Cause I got my regular stuff and now I got a studio to build. I don't know how to build a studio. I have no idea. Yeah. I said on Twitter today, it was the most fun, puzzle game I've played all year. And that's for sure. But everything's been working out for the most part. Like we didn't get our big brain yet, the big expensive, video switcher, but, we got a smaller one. So I've been kind of working that into the mix. And I don't know. It's fun playing around with this new equipment that I didn't know whether or not it would work for sure. It was just kind of on faith and doing a lot of research and stuff. And yeah, everything's been working out really well. So far, so good. Knock on fucking wood. Please don't blow up on me. Oh my God.
please.
But yeah, we've only got about a third of the stuff yet so far, but I'm putting it to good use.
All right, cool. Jeff, what's up?
Yeah, not much. We had a long weekend this past weekend, and it was kind of relaxing.
So this past weekend was a long weekend.
We had the Monday
So next weekend's going to be a regular one. Then the next weekend after that is going to be another long weekend, right?
Because
it's every other weekend is a long weekend in Canada. Is that how it works?
I wish.
Okay, it certainly seems that way.
Banks
so.
And government. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. You have a government there?
It's crazy.
Seems like you guys
like
just got to do
everything.
Whatever the hell you want. Any day of the week.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Let's have a day.
Fuck, I'm not going
to
go call
it Boxing
it.
Day. What the fuck is that? I don't know.
It's the day after you're supposed to go back to work after Christmas. Let's just give everybody
We buy stuff in boxes. That's a day.
Yep. But yeah, that happened.
Right,
and it was kind of relaxing. We were supposed to go camping, but we were too slack us and whether or not committing to it, whether we were going to go. And by the time we decided we wanted to go, sites are all booked up. So just kind of a lot of chilling. We kind of went out Saturday night or Friday night. I can't remember now. Went to visit T's grandparents. And I think it was a Saturday or Sunday. And then
Mammy and
Monday,
Pappy?
Yep.
How
then
are they
on
doing?
Monday, we went to, they're doing great. They're doing good. They live out the middle of buttfuck nowhere, but they're doing all right. And, then on Sunday or Monday, we met up with, friends of ours at the beaches in Toronto and just kind of hung out around there for a bit. And, it was kind of relaxing. It was one of the first long weekends in a long time. We hadn't had something crazy planned, but it was fun. It was relaxing.
Cool. I watched Cats over the weekend.
You like real ones?
Yeah.
Or like the play?
I went to the beach and stuff. I got invited to go to the cabin again in the woods, but no, I had to watch Cats. Man, I'm jealous.
Oh, you were serious. You actually were watching
for how
Cats.
Long?
The neighbor cats. The neighbors were gone for the weekend. They were doing cool stuff too. I was just watching Cats.
You don't even need to. How long were they gone for? 2 days?
Yeah, 3 days.
Oh, fuck.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit long for cats, I guess.
Yeah.
They're nice cats. Fill up the bowl, let them go. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Clean out the litter box, fill up the bowl. They're good for 3 days. It's not a
big deal. I'm just saying that I didn't do anything cool like that.
See, well, you said I watched cats. I thought you were like, did you go see the play or something? Okay, anyway.
The Broadway scene's hopping here.
I know, cool. I know, right?
Cats, you know, personable cats. They like cuddle up and shit.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. One of them, Pancake, is fucking amazing. Actually,
that's good.
He's one of the most affectionate kitties I've ever met.
What's the other one's name? Very French cool. Toast.
Coco. Coco is a little skittish.
I like French Toast better. I think that works. Or
Coco's
bacon. Bacon's
like
good.
17 pancakes and bacon. Babies. And
good God,
it has a natural bobtail or. Yeah, the half tail thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
it's natural because like a lot of the kitties that
actually got run over by a car.
No, that's mean.
I know, but
the kitties have bobtails too.
Caught in a lawnmower.
Yep, maybe.
Depends that.
Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm a little jealous that you guys are having, you know, fun doing stuff.
And then you had to take care of pussies.
Yeah.
Again.
Yep.
That sounds terrible.
I'm depressed now. Just
anyway,
go on,
Chris.
Me.
Chris, what about you? You have to tell something more depressing than Jason.
More make depressing? I don't know if I have anything more depressing. No, it's been a rough past couple weeks at work, just because there's so much going on.
Busy. And
yeah, very very busy. And I actually almost thought that our project was going to get shelved, and it might still. But we're working on a project that interacts with another third party service provider, and they're working on their application at the same time that we're working on ours. So we're on track to meet our, you know, to meet our goal of launching at the end of September, and they are not. So there was a thought that out there that it might be January, and then maybe they are going to hit their target, so it was going to be shelved, and now it's not, and I'm really not sure what's going on. All I know is that I'm going to keep working on my project until it's done, and when they're done, we'll worry about what they've done when that happens. So
keep on keeping on.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, because it's like, Justin opened up this innovation center, and we're trying to get all these projects moving, trying to get something launched by the end of the year so that, you know, we can actually have something to show that what we've been doing. And, you know, it's possible we're going to fall short because the third party service provider can't stick to their deadline. So it's annoying, but it is what it is. So, yeah, that's my work in a nutshell right now. So
not bad.
Not bad. But, yeah, let's talk about some games. Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Oh, shit.
Well, Jason, since you said, oh, shit, I'm going to let Jeff go first.
Okay.
All right. Oh, shit. part of last week, after I went to the beach, I tried out the Oculus Rift, actually, for the first time.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah. My buddy Al, he got one. He bought one a couple weeks ago. I guess off, like, Craigslist or something like that. One of the dev kit things.
Okay. How much did he buy it for?
Sorry?
How much did he buy it for?
I think it was around $5.
Wow.
Like four, okay.
Oh, but this
five.
Was a guy that like decided he want the Oculus Rift over a next gen console, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
it's an interesting decision.
It is. I'm hoping he cracks and just, tells his girlfriend this time, like, hey, it's my money. I'm going to buy a console as well. Cause like, it's basically came down to an ultimatum, like It's like you buy this thing or you budget for like a new console in the fall. And he was like, oh, I got to get this. And he's like more of a tech head than I am in regards to like PC stuff, so I can see why he wanted it so bad. But I tried it. I tried it at one of the demos where you're kind of like walking around a house kind of thing, and then played some Team Fortress 2 with it. And
how was that?
Very cool initially. I put the thing on. I was like, this is actually really cool. It looks like this is way better than I thought it was going to be in terms of like the 3D effect and how it actually feels like you're inside of whatever you're doing, like in Team Fortress or in this house or whatever, until you start kind of moving around. And he probably wasn't running it on those he was running it off a laptop.
Oh.
Of course, you're running it like dual screens, right? So it's got to do like twice the amount of work. And there wasn't any lag on the head movement, so to speak, but the frame rate would drop. And that just, holy crap. Like, I usually don't get motion sickness at all.
Yeah.
But after about like 5 minutes doing something, I was like, okay, I need to take this off for a bit, because I was like, wow, if it's not running like 60 or something like that, I'm just like, I don't know how a lot of people are going to take to it. Like he even said, even to this day, he can't put it on for more than like 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes straight. And, But it is very cool. Like, I was surprised. Like, you can, it's got, like, the whole, like, you can tilt your head as well and all that kind of stuff. The only thing it doesn't do is, like, the forward and back kind of motion. Like, but you can do, apparently there's something you can tape onto the front of it. And if you have a webcam, it'll recognize that and you can actually, it'll actually have depth. Hmm. But yeah, it was, at $500 or $400, I don't think I wouldn't buy one yet. Especially because they have a new one coming down, like the HD one. And you could definitely see the pixels. Like, the resolution is not the greatest, but we all knew that. Like,
yeah, it's terrible. Well,
yeah, it's actually pretty bad when it's that close to your eyes. Like, I was sitting there like, I know my eyes aren't the best. Like, I wear glasses and shit. And I couldn't wear glasses wearing this thing. I was like, I can't see some shit, or it just looks really fucking weird. But, I was pretty impressed by it. I went into a thing that was just gonna be like, I tried virtual reality back in like freaking 94 or whatever the hell it was. They tried to bring that shit out. But this is way, way better. I just don't think it's quite yet ready for, like, retail. I was thinking, though, if there's anything that could make the Kinect even a bit cool, it'd be the combination of Kinect with the Oculus Rift playing some kind of game. Because then it would actually be able to see, like, your hands and stuff moving while you're doing that kind of stuff. And I think that'd be kind of cool. But maybe some kind of PC hacker will figure that out and get the two of them working together.
I'm sure it'll happen eventually.
Yeah, because that'd be pretty awesome. But yeah. Like I said, I only played those two things. Well, played one thing. And I don't think I got a kill in Team Fortress 2. I was just like, and it was more of like a frame rate thing, not really like a, I don't think it's the Oculus Rift's fault.
But yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, you probably have to have something pretty beefy to do. I have not tried it, no. I haven't tried it.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. He's got a pretty beefy laptop, but I don't think it's not like crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, there's that. I played a little bit more Azura's Wrath, still not done with that yet. I downloaded yesterday was a Summer of Arcade thing. The first game was Brothers Tale of Two Sons.
Ooh, yeah.
That game is, first of all, it's fucking good looking for a downloadable game. It's like gorgeous. And I love the premise. Not so much the premise of the story, but the idea of it. Like, Chris, have you heard much about this game at all?
I've heard a little about it, but not a whole lot, no.
So basically you're like an older brother and a younger brother. But you control both characters at the exact same time. So the left stick controls the older brother, and the left trigger is interact with the older brother. And
that's interesting.
And the right analog is the younger brother, and the right stick is the younger brother's interactions. So it's a one-player game. It's not co-op. And it's basically kind of like a puzzle, adventure puzzle game. You're basically going through, and you gotta work through puzzles, like, using cooperative stuff. And man, that game, like, I only played the trial so far, but it's like when you touch a first-person shooter with dual analog sticks for the first time. It's just like fucked up. Like, it's rubbing your belly and tapping your head. If you can keep both characters on their side, like the older brothers on the left and the younger brothers on the right, it's not that bad. But the second they cross paths, then it gets really messed up, because naturally your brain wants to think whoever's on the right-hand side you're controlling with the right stick and the left stick, when it's really the opposite way around, and it's just... Yeah, the first, like, 10 minutes, I was like, oh my god, I had to use, like, okay, first make this guy go, now make this guy go, now make this guy go, now this guy
and, like,
go.
And, like, one guy's walking into the wall, the other guy's walking around.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was like. I'm trying to use him, but at the same time, one guy's, like, going in circles, walking into a brick wall, and the guy's falling off at them. I'm just, oh my god. But you kind of get used to it after a little bit. I didn't get fully used to it, but it's pretty interesting. I like some of the puzzles are pretty clever, how you got to, move stuff around with both characters and help each other, and It's pretty cool. I think it's 1,200 space bucks. So is that $10?
That's 15, actually.
Yeah, 15 yeah.
bucks. Yeah, 800. Yeah. So it's $15. I think I might pull the trigger because I've been sitting on 1,800 Microsoft points for fucking forever now. And this game is the first game that actually made me think, like, actually, you know what? I could probably play this because it's not, like, stressful. It's just.
Next week, I think, is Charlie Murder, though.
That is Charlie Murder. Have you tried either of these yet?
Yeah, both of them, actually.
And
I can't say too much about Charlie Murder other than it's fucking awesome! But no, I like Brothers a lot, too. You know, just as you said, the game is gorgeous. It's got a really sweet palette to it. And I love the interactions and the different personalities of the two brothers and stuff. Yeah. It's like one of the puzzles is, you know, you've got to, like, wake up the sleeping guardsman on this bridge. And the older brother kind of goes up to him, and you hit the interact button, and the older brother, like, taps a guy on the shoulder, and the old, and the, you know, the guy's like, man, just leave me alone. But then you do it with the younger brother, and the younger brother, he's like all sass, right? And he just picks up a bucket of water and just like dumps it on this guy to wake him up. And then, you know, and then he still won't let the drawbridge down. So you've got to take the older brother again, who's got that sweet disposition, and just like calm down that guy, and then he'll lower the bridge. So it's just silly things like that.
I did notice
that has
that
a lot of charm.
The beginning of the, I'm not sure if the trial begins at the beginning of the game, but you walk up to an old lady with the kid. I went with the younger brother, and she just kind of was like, eh, whatever, go play. And then when I went with the older brother, he showed her a map, and she's like, oh yeah, it's this way. Like they don't speak an actual language. They're kind of like, it's kind of like kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like points a certain way. I'm like, oh, okay. So I would go that way. It was at that point. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's a little bit different, but, yeah, totally original. I think I might get it, but Charlie Murder, you can't talk about it really. Fuck.
No.
Cause I like that guy's other games.
Oh, Dishwasher and you love Zombies vs. Pterodactyls.
Samurai.
And this is River City Ransom. This is this is a beat 'em up, you know?
Like think on a 3D plane, but 2D.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just like other 2D beat 'em ups, you know, as well.
But like it's not like Dishwasher Sanery, though. Yeah, it's not like, because that wasn't like on a 2D plane, no 3D stuff.
Yeah, it's not like completely flat. You can still move around the area. Yeah.
Okay, I might hold out a week and see, because if
you're just like waiting to buy one thing, I'm just saying, Charlie Murder.
Yeah, might be. Just saying, might just, you know, hold on to that money or those space bucks for a little bit. And then gotcha. Because Flashback's the week after that, I think.
Oh, fuck.
And then
I'm buying
this is the first Summer of Arcade in a while. There's three games on it I am legitimately interested in. It's Charlie Murder, Brothers, Flashback, and Ninja Turtles. I can't remember what the other game is. That shows you how much I care about it.
There you go.
Or that I'm interested in it. But yeah.
Brothers came out of nowhere for me too. It's like, what the hell is this game? I hadn't even heard of it until like last week, and yeah, took me by surprise. I like it a lot.
Cool. That's it. Other than the staples of every week, like the fighting games, that's the only stuff worth really talking about besides the feature. So, Jason.
All right.
Charlie Murder. What's up? Spill the beans.
Ah, fuck.
You realize by the time this show comes out, it's gonna.
I might be drunk enough. We'll see. Anyway, stat upgrades.
But
can I say that?
There's a good chance when this show comes out, the game will be out. So
technically, it'll be
you
super
wouldn't be
close.
Breaking embargo.
Yeah,
but
I'm not. Yeah. I know. Can't talk about it.
Right.
Unfortunately, I can't talk about
my
fucking
blog ready
shit.
And everything.
I've been playing a lot of stuff. Been playing Saints Row 4. A lot of that. I'm almost done with that. Let's see. Oh, Gone Home. I got the retail release for that. What the hell else? Oh, this game. Here, I'm going to turn it up. You're going to hear it. Here it comes.
Dun, 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 dun. Life is like a hurricane. Nice.
Duck bird.
Good shit. That comes out next week, doesn't it?
Okay, so did you actually get one of the kits that they sent out with the actual Nintendo cartridge?
Oh, there's a story behind that. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we saw people posting about that, and so they had sent one of those to Tim Turry, who was out on vacation. So we didn't know that we had one, like, in the office. Anyway, Tim came back from vacation, and, you know, we all told him to open that box, you know, because we thought that was it. And it was indeed, and, you know, it's got a cool lunchbox, and it's got this, like, NES gold cartridge, like DuckTales replica cartridge. And we're all like, I wonder if it actually works. And we all looked at each other. We're like, no, they wouldn't actually. Let's go check it out. So we all, like, ran downstairs. There's, like, six of us. We're just, like, all giddy and shit. And ran downstairs. We put it in the NES, and I'm like, no, wait, I don't want to turn on the power and have it not work. So let me make sure that it's working. And I put in like Mike Tyson's Punch Out and made sure that was working. I'm like, okay, all right. So then we put in the cartridge, and then I presented the NES to Tim Turry. I like held it in my hands. I'm like, you hit the button. He's like, I'm ready. I'm like, hit it. And he pushed it. We looked at the TV and it started playing the song, and yes, it fucking works. It's like, that's awesome.
That
I've never seen
awesome.
Tim look so happy. He was just like agape, his mouth, and just, I thought he was going to cry, but he didn't. Either way, yeah, the Capcom sent out gold cartridges of the old DuckTales game. That's pretty fucking cool.
That is cool. And that's out next week, right? On PS4?
Yeah, that's out next week. And I think I can say that it's a lot more than, they call it remastered.
Yeah.
So you would think that it's just like an HD upgrade or whatever.
They redid all the sprites and everything.
That's just one part of it. They added quite a bit to that.
Yeah, they added stages and shit, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, that's, wow. And like, you know, just the normal transitions from the original game, they added like cutscenes in a, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, it's not like animated cutscenes, but it's like dialogue, you know, voiced dialogue between the characters and shit like that. So it's a lot more than just a simple upgrade.
I got some money on my PSN wallet waiting to be burned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pre-ordered mine. Cause it was I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. They had it for $12 if you pre-order with Plus.
Nice. So. There we go. What else have I been playing? Dragon's Crown, fighting games, and other stuff from work. I got to see Diablo 3 today on PlayStation 3.
There's a 16-minute video on IGN right now. They're playing the 360 version. They go through some shit. for instance, loot is now the way it was before, where it's shared, which I guess that's because it's not online only, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
What else other changes that they made? Jason, you can probably talk about it freely, I guess, because you got to see it, right? Or play it.
I really only got to see it. I haven't had hands-on with it yet. We just got it up and running today, so. It's weird. Like, everybody's just jam-packed with stuff, so it's like stuff that we'd normally be playing a lot more of. We just kind of push back.
And probably don't want to put a big blanket statement, whatever, but I'm sure a lot of people aren't in a big rush to play Diablo 3 on consoles right now. Without all the new stuff coming.
Yeah. I was pretty excited about it, but now it's just like, you got Dragon Crown and
I've got plenty to play right now, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some other things. I'm trying to think of other stuff they said where I was kinda like, oh, that's kinda strange. But I can't really remember. So awesome. It definitely does take a little bit of a visual hit though, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to like particle effects and stuff.
Everyone will be happy to know that they kept the same crappy Helvetica font for everything. Yay. Blew the doors wide open there. Lit off that shit. Anyway, that's all I can really talk about.
All right.
Nice.
Bummer. And I want to talk about so much shit. But I can't. All right.
All right. Let me get through some of my stuff real quick. I played some more Zero Divide. That game's good. It's fun. It's all right. I kind of like, it's backburnered now because of Dragon's Crown, but, it was, my PSP, play while I'm not able to play on my console game. And, I think I've gone through like 3 escapes now or something like that. So, it's pretty challenging if you try and actually go through it without getting any hints or anything like that. So,
puzzles are hard.
Yeah. The puzzles are pretty tough. So. But it's pretty cool, and the story is there. It's a Japanese game. It's what it is. But I don't know. I guess we'll find out how that turns out later. I'll get back to it eventually. The other game I played a lot besides Dragon Crown is PSO2. I played some more of that game. I tried the new class, and I tried the new new race. What's the new race? I think it starts with a D. I can't remember. But the new class is called
Dovahkiin.
It's
Dick Faces.
Yes, it is both of those. Dovahkiin Dick Faces.
Faces.
That's awesome. Trademark copyright. Do that shit.
Dickakin.
The new class is called the Braver, and the Braver is basically a samurai, and so he specializes in using katanas and bows. And the katana is the style they use for the katana is the style where he holds the katana in the sheath, and he, every time he slashes it, it puts it back in the sheath. So it's all very fast and that really, really quick motion. And there's air combos. It's awesome. He's his photon art like launches him up in the air, and he follows him up, and then you can literally do like 2 more slashes, then photon art again, and launch him higher. And it just you get to use the photon art like 3 times before you're done. So it's like things that were taking, like I actually made a force for my first character, and things that took me you know, maybe three or four cycles of attacking with the force, are taking me one attack string, one combo with the Braver. It's just ridiculous how awesome he is. The trade off there is that he's pretty brittle. He doesn't stand up very, very well to a lot of damage, but it's better than the Newman force that I was running. So it's still a plus on that end. And they changed the bows around too, so that you get different types of, instead of it being elemental, like it was in PSU and only being elemental, you'll get like different shots where you'll get like a shot where it'll shoot three arrows at once.
Yeah, some spreads. Yeah.
So just like some really, really cool stuff, that I got to play around with. My character's only like level 5 or 6, so I haven't played it a ton. Man, it is really good. And I really hope Sega comes up soon and says, hey, this is coming to America, because I would really love to play it.
I would.
So I mean, playing it in Japanese is not that bad, because the patch does a pretty good job of making it so it's easy to figure out what you need to do. And it translates, like where all the shops, the shop owners and, that kind of thing. So you know who has what items and that kind of thing. But when it comes to like the actual items and stuff, those are all still in Japanese. It'll translate. Like, when you have a weapon, if there's like, like attributes on the weapon, it translates some of that, because all that is constant and stored on your drive. But like actual weapon names and item names, even like monomates are not translated, you know, because all that stuff comes from the server apparently, and they don't have like a catch.
Dumb.
Yeah. So. But you know, you can figure it out. If you've played PSO or PSU, you can figure it out. This game, it feels like PSO with PSU's combat, which is exactly what it needed to be.
That's what everyone wants.
That's exactly what everybody wants. Cause, you know, it's the same idea. Like you get quests, and then after a certain point, you get quests. You can just go down to the forest or whatever and just do the forest without actually doing a quest and just run it. You get mags and stuff like that. So they took the good attributes of both games and combined them into one and got PSO2. And it's really, really good. So I really hope they bring it out here so that more of you guys can experience it.
I got enough shit to play, damn it.
I know, but PSO2 trumps all.
I know, yeah. It would trump like my entire library.
If it was in English, it would trump all. So, the only thing keeping me away from it right now is that, I don't know a whole lot of people playing it. It's like, it's Eamon and Nogric, and that's pretty much all I know.
Oh, for Eamon, not Nogric, but.
Yeah, I know what you meant. But, I haven't even had a chance to hook up with them and play online yet, so. You know, it's hard to get into playing regularly when the whole reason you play is play with other people, and there's, you know, it's a very limited, community that you have to play with. So, but, if anybody out there wants to play the Japanese version, apparently the English ship is ship number 2. So that's the server you should jump on. That's where me and Eamon and Nogs are. So, hopefully I'll be playing some more of that soon.
One of the things that's kind of holding me back on that is, there's a few hoops to jump through as far as getting your account up and running.
Yeah, that's a pain.
But it's a free-to-play game, and there's a lot of microtransactions available to you. They're not necessary by any means, but I want them. But there's no way for me to buy them whatsoever. Yeah, that's true. Can't just use any credit card. You have to use like a Japanese one.
You can't just buy weapons and stuff, can you?
No.
They don't do the play to win, pay to win. It's very much like, pay to, buy this outfit or something like that. It's a lot of that kind of stuff. So.
And I know that my account would not transfer over to, you know, a US account as well. So it's just, I don't know. It would be spinning wheels, but
my beta account worked right away. So. It's like I didn't even have to download the client again. I just clicked on the beta client and it just downloaded everything for me. It just, you know, got the thing running again. So it wasn't like I had to reinstall the client. It just updated the old one for me. So that was nice. And I mean, the game's been out for a year now. It's hard to believe.
God damn
but
it.
It's been out for a year in Japan.
It's been out for a year.
And that's the thing. It's like, it's been out for a year in Japan, and we still haven't even heard.
Do you think they're waiting for next? No, they wouldn't be waiting for next.
I honestly don't even know, dude, because it's supposed to be out on Vita. It's like, just bring the game out, man.
Yeah, and they've had it playable at trade shows and shit.
And it's out on Vita over there, too.
All you basically are going to be paying for is the English translation. And then just throw it on the Vita if Sony lets them. And then if you make money off it, you make money off it. I don't know.
Shit, I'll buy it.
Like, how much translation do you need for that game? Is there a lot of dialogue in it?
There's a pretty good amount of dialogue.
Well, fucking A, half the work's done already if they just...
Just pick up the patch and drop that on there. Then all you have to do is convert all the stuff from the server. Shit, hand that stuff off to the people that are doing the patches. They'll do it for you.
Yeah,
you know,
do it for
I mean,
free,
shit, they'll
probably.
Do it for free.
Put it on their resume.
So that you can actually and let them pull up a server. I mean, you don't even have to do anything. Just let us run it on servers over here and let the people that translated the client information translate the server information. It's as simple as that. You don't even have to fucking do anything.
Why don't they listen to us?
I don't know. We should rule all with this shit.
We should just fuck it. Let's just make our own games. Do make it. Our own PSO.
Make PSO 3 and bring it out here before 2 comes out.
Strippers and blow.
Cool. All right. Well, let's talk about some news then.
All right. We got some news. Some sad news for the Wii U's.
I see what you did there. What you did there.
We talked about the Wii U like a while ago, how it wasn't doing too good. Well, numbers were released and it sold 160,000.
Damn, that's a lot.
Worldwide.
Wait, okay. Not
worldwide.
In like Chicago. Okay.
Yeah. Not in one city. So.
Yeah. Worldwide, you might think last month, maybe?
I would think that's a month. I mean, usually we hear about like NPDs. NPDs are like 1 month in the U.S. And, you know, average is around for, like, let's say 360 and PS3. You know, you get 200,000, something like that.
I
can see 160,000. Yeah, that sounds right? Yeah,
this is for the entire last quarter.
Whoa.
Of the year. So 4 months.
3 months.
3 months, sorry. I am not good at math. But,
that's crazy. So 3 months, 160,000 in the U.S.
Worldwide.
Worldwide?
Worldwide, not just the U.S.
What?
Worldwide.
What?
I honestly think as of this point, it's the slowest. I think that might even be lower than GameCube numbers. Like, don't quote me on that. They didn't compare it, but it's on pace. I remember Pachter did a special, Pachter episode last night. He said that I think the GameCube sold 18 million worldwide in its entire lifespan. And for the Wii U to match that, it'd have to sell something like, I think it was like 4 million a year. And it said it's not even on pace to even do like 3. So, or like 2.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Just in general. And it's, you
including
know,
like holidays and stuff.
And they just went, it's just, I think it all goes back to, you know, they went the wrong direction with two major decisions. The first major decision was to make it that complicated. You know, when they had something very simple that was easy for the casuals. And then they made the bad decision of not trying to keep up with technology. They put too much into the controller and not enough into the tech that was inside the box. And not enough into the tech that runs the software.
Yeah, I think that, and also if you look at the numbers from GameCube, which is their previous console, it did 18 million. That is not that good. It was like third. I can't, like, the Xbox sold more than that, which is sad. I think the Xbox sold 21 million or something.
Yeah, 21 or 22, something like that.
Yeah, something really, really low. And I think it's just the fact that I think all the hardcore Nintendo gamers are still there. Some of them are trailing off, which is why this is lower. And all the casual people that bought a Wii for the hype of like Wii Sports are not buying a Wii U because they're not buying it. They're not buying into the hype this time.
Right.
So I think, the Wii just inflated Nintendo's ego thinking people are going to want this all over again, but it's not the people who buy games that want this all over again. It's only the people that like Nintendo games all over again. So, really, if you were to take the Wii out, this is probably close to on par with the GameCube, which is probably like par for the course. And just be like, okay, well, GameCube was kind of a flop. Wii was ridiculously successful because everyone here, parents, grandmas, cousins, aunts, uncles, dog has one laying around somewhere. And that's just not happening this time. So,
yeah.
You gotta do something. And that thing is still $350.
Yeah. I don't understand that either. It's, why is it still $350? It's not like, it's not like you can't find them. You know, it's
no,
not like
they're everywhere.
It's not like you couldn't find them a week after it was released, you know?
And this is the shitty thing. The really shitty thing for them is because they're probably thinking we're going to drop the price in the fall. But why drop the price in the fall? Because obviously they will because they're like, hey, you can buy a PS4 for $399 or a Wii U for $349. Or, and they're going to drop it like right before that. Why wouldn't they drop that now and try to entice people to buy it before the fall? And
agreed.
People are like, oh shit, now I got to wait to buy another console.
I agree.
Just doesn't make sense at all. Anywho's, speaking of stuff that doesn't make sense, here is the MS Weekly 180. Seems to be a,
nice.
A trend.
I like that.
On the show here. It should be a feature. I think we could probably do it every week.
We need a jingle for that or something.
Microsoft Weekly 180.
Yeah, Weekly 180. the headset that we talked about it. That was reported by actual reporting sites and shit like that.
Hey, we're an actual reporting site.
Yeah.
Okay, no, not really. No.
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 was not going to be included in the Xbox box. In the package when you purchase.
With the X-Bone.
With the X-Bone. Now it is. It's going to come with the headset, the same retail headset that they announced that same day that said it wasn't going to be in the box. It was going to retail for $24.99 or whatever the hell it was. Now it comes in the box. So, and the reason we know this is because Major Nelson released a unboxing video. They basically...
Hey kids, check
shelves.
Out what's in the box.
What's in the box? What's
in
the box?
Also, another thing actually from that video, we all pretty much figured that the power supply would be in that massive box.
Nope.
The box is huge.
It's
nope. It's
got
not.
A brick.
It's an external brick.
It's got a brick.
The size of the
did,
slim
did they confirm?
Ones.
Did they confirm that the PS4 does not have a brick?
Yes, it's.
Yeah,
there's
they,
no
I think Sony did say, or someone else, they did say it's not. It's not a brick. It's inside
but,
there.
I mean, like, I'm not a bit. I don't really care either. But it's just weird. I mean,
why
the
is this
thing
a talking
is huge.
Point?
That's the thing. It's humongous.
It's huge.
So is the fucking 360. Come on.
Oh, the 360.
I don't give a shit.
Humongous.
It was, the 360 was not huge compared to the PS3. PS3 was significantly larger.
Oh, the PS3 was a big console. Yeah, for sure. But the PS4 is tiny compared to the X-Bone. And if it's internal, and the X-Bone is external, I don't get it. Unless Microsoft's really, really afraid of overheating shit this time.
And they've got
like
18 fans in there. Yeah.
Didn't help with the 360.
This shit happen again.
They need the brick just to run the fans on the inside.
Yeah, exactly. More power.
Tune in next week on the Microsoft Weekly 180 when the Kinect will no longer be necessary.
I'm reading dumb people on the internet today, and at the very end of the video he goes, and here's something else pretty cool that we did. And he goes forward and just hits the power button. And it makes like a noise, and then the power button lights up, and everyone's like, oh, "Is he saying that it can be like turned on regularly, and they might have a Kinect, like a no Kinect version of it?" And I'm like, "Nah, it's not gonna happen." All he was saying was that the fucking thing lights up, like the logo lights up.
Ooh,
I think that's what
the logo lights up.
Yeah, because there's no way they already said you can already turn the thing off and on without using Kinect. It's not a big deal, but people are funny.
So they're throwing in an actual 4K HDMI cable as well.
Is that good?
That's really good, actually.
Does it mean it's compatible with the 4K like screens?
Television.
Yeah, videos.
And stuff. Shit. I mean, not that anybody fucking owns one of
has
those.
One.
And if they did, what the fuck is wrong with you? Seriously. Do you have a
the
TV
same people
screen
that own
that's
Oculus
as big
Rift,
as like
Jason.
A theater screen? Because there's no fucking way that you would tell the difference between... Anyway.
Yeah.
We never got an HDMI cable included in a console besides the Wii U.
The 360 first ones. Oh, no, never mind. That's component. Yeah, never mind.
Nope.
Then they took the components out. That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Stupid shit. But yeah. At least they're doing that. Well, I suppose they have to, but...
They have to.
It is no kind of a step up that it's an actual 4K cable. It's interesting.
So there's that. I'm just happy I don't have to spend an extra $30 now on a headset when I grab it, so that's good. Just, you know, hoping they're like, and now it comes with the free arcade stick. That's going to happen. Right? Yeah. That's going to be there. No. No.
Good luck on that one.
And all of your Killer Instinct characters are unlocked.
From the beginning.
Out
it's
of the
a
box.
Free game. Here you go.
Out of the box.
they also said, though, their whole DVR thing that they showed where you can record clips and stuff, send them up to YouTube, whatever, their own thing they're going to have. And Smart Match is going to be behind the Xbox Live paywall.
Well, what is
this?
Oh, what?
Well, the Smart Match thing makes sense because Smart Match is based around playing games online. Well,
yeah, but like the sharing DVR clips. Sharing of the, yeah, that, yeah, that shit shouldn't be.
That's, no, you figure that shouldn't be it at all. That should be kind of, so maybe next week that'll be the whole, oh, we're just totally, kidding. Cause it's funny, cause Sony came out literally a day later and said, oh, no, no, our streaming shit and our DVR clips will not be behind the PS Plus paywall at all.
Sony's just sitting back saying, okay, all right, wait for them to make a move and then.
And do the opposite.
Seriously.
Well, then, Microsoft's probably like, trying to call their bluff.
I mean, cause most people are going to get fucking Xbox Live anyway, but.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously,
of course.
Are people
yeah.
upset that you can't use this function that's above and beyond that uses a bunch of, you know, their server space and fucking processing power that they can't do that for free? They're upset about this.
Oh, they're upset about it because it's the internet. I mean, it's, I don't
wait,
know.
Wait,
like,
wait,
said,
wait.
I don't
wait,
know.
Wait.
It's a feature. You know,
it like, is a feature, but you're not using you're not using their server space.
Really?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Where do you think
upload
that shit's
it to,
stored,
you,
Chris?
You upload it to Facebook. Facebook stores shit on their end, or you upload it to YouTube. You're not using Microsoft server space,
well,
are you?
You don't think they're using their servers for this stuff?
It's going
to
be.
I have no idea,
too.
But I would think they wouldn't be. Why would they? There's no reason for them to.
Well, no, because you have it on your own profile. You can have your own videos attached to it. So you will be using it on their servers as well.
All right.
Well,
there
you go. So it depends where you want to upload it to. But I can see both points. It's like it's something that wasn't available last gen that is going to be this gen. Microsoft said you're going to try to put as much things as they possibly can behind the paywall. It's not just pay to play online. I mean, Sony, that was a big thing we talked about this generation, was the biggest thing that PS Plus isn't catching on to, like the main people, like the casual gamers, is because the online play isn't included. They realized that and said, oh shit, we have to put that in there or else we're not going to make as much money as Microsoft does in their Xbox Live subscriptions. And now Microsoft is probably thinking, fuck, well, they're behind a paywall now for online. We have to put as many features as we can into our Xbox Live thing to make it look like it's worthwhile. But then Sony comes out and goes, well, ours isn't behind that shit. So it's a whole, like Jason said, it's like they're sitting back waiting for see what they happen,
yeah.
what happens with Sony yeah. or with Microsoft. And Microsoft's probably like, we're going to try to call their bluff, which to Sony's credit hasn't done, they've been doing a good job of that. They're like, eh, no, we're just going to, nope.
Why
fine.
Are they even announcing this shit so early? I don't get it. Just fucking hold back, you know?
Microsoft?
Like, yeah.
Well, they didn't announce it. It was asked in like a interview or something like that. So it wasn't like they were like, hey, you got to pay for it. It was kind of like, oh yes, that'll be behind a paywall. And so, well, Sony and they came out and said, yeah, oh, no, this won't be in whatever. But it was the same thing. It was a guy on Twitter. I can't remember who it was. Some Sony representative on Twitter. Somebody asked him, you know how, you know, game journalists, Jason, you know what they do? They jump off all over that shit.
All we do is check Twitter. That's
exactly. That's where all the concrete shit comes from. It's all about Jeff Rubenstein and Major Nelson, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of, I think Sony said the streaming will also be not behind a paywall, but Microsoft hasn't commented on that. So the whole Twitch and, is it Justin TV?
Justin TV
stream.
Is Twitch.
Justin,
it's Ustream.
Yeah. Yeah. Ustream. So yeah.
Just wait, who's who again? Of, like Xbox is Twitch and then PlayStation's Ustream.
Yeah.
Is Ustream.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
And let's be honest. I really don't think anyone who would be interested at all in video recording their gameplay and sending it to friends aren't going to be people who are going to be buying PS Plus or PS4 because of online and Xbox Live. It's just not realistic.
Yeah. It's, only the cool kids get subscriptions.
Son. And only cool kids leave big name publishers that they started and developers to join the Oculus bandwagon. Like John Carmack. He joined up with the Oculus Rift team a couple days ago, just after QuakeCon as well.
Surprising absolutely nobody. He was the fucking, he was practically the poster child for the Oculus
Rift really
when
was,
it was first, like announced and shit. He was just like singing its praises.
Yep.
It's like, wow.
Then they dropped the Doom 3 support, which is weird. For now, I guess, but might come back maybe. But he's saying he's still tied it to id. He's not, totally left the team, so to speak. He is primarily part of Oculus now, but he will still oversee stuff with its software, so that's good to know. Cause a lot of
yeah, he's a
scared.
Super smart dude, man.
Oh god, yeah, he's a fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Atlas, I think all of us are we're playing a game right now that those guys put out kind of recently.
We are.
They are up for sale, and apparently one of the bigger bids came from Sega.
Oh.
So Sega's looking to buy them up. What do you guys think about that?
That'd be a good move.
What
are
they? What are they going to do with them? They can't even handle their own shit. Come on. Like you can take on it like more workload. No.
Maybe they're buying Atlas to get the executives and say, hey, fix us.
Yeah, because Atlas is like fucking known for like mainstream
Atlas?
Shit.
Well, no, they're not. They're still Atlas around stuff. And they're still making money. So
Yeah. It's true. But they're still not, you know, they're not going to save Sega, but I don't know what that'll do if Sega brings them up. I don't know. I'm not a huge Atlas fan. I like some of the stuff they put out.
Maybe shut your mouth, Chorney.
Maybe Atlas,
fucking salty. Not,
maybe PSO2 will be released under Atlas's name. There you go.
There you go. Well, that's the thing is Atlas is a publisher and developer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what happens, cause what Atlas would a lot of time do is bring stuff over from Japan and release it in North America.
Yeah.
In Europe. So if Sega were to buy them, does that mean that, well, that would, I guess, mean ultimately that Sega makes all the decisions of what they publish? So that could be a bad thing.
We don't know what that would mean, but I doubt that that's what would happen.
Yeah. I just don't think Sega should be taking bets on a company that already takes a lot of bets. And I'm pretty sure Atlas earlier this year, last year, was saying that they're not a very profitable company. Like only like one in like three games they release makes a profit in North America.
Oh.
So it's, doesn't seem smart, but I don't know. We'll see. More about that later, I guess.
I hate video games. I'm cranky.
They suck.
Rawr, rawr, rawr. What else you got?
Battlefield 4.
That's a game.
It's coming out this fall.
Coming out on next-gen consoles.
It's coming out on pretty much anything except for the Wii U, I believe.
Oh, well, I'm out then.
if you weren't then, Jason, I think this might make you out. Apparently the second screen experience, so I guess like the type of stuff you can do with your tablet or smartphone on the PS4 or Xbone, is only going to be available on those consoles. So the 360, what? PS4 version and PC version are not going to have these features incorporated, any of this dual screen stuff.
What?
So I have to buy it on PS4 or Xbone to get
If you want to get the ultimate experience and use that second screen.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
What's on the second screen?
Oh, well, let me check, actually. I got actually a beta.
Oh, did you?
I got into the beta earlier today.
Okay.
Let me pull it up here. So first of all, because the game's not out yet, right? So I got to basically go into my Battlefield 3 client, right, that I have on my Xbox right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here it is. Wait for a message.
What's this say?
Sorry, it's taking a bit to load. It's laggy when you do this kind of stuff with the consoles. It lags a bit.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Who gives a shit?
A lot of people do, maybe.
Not really.
I mean, a lot of people buy those games. I don't know why.
I think it's funny that there's a second screen experience. Good. I think it's funny that there's a second screen experience and it's not coming out on Wii U. Just saying.
Yeah, that's funny. Just saying. Yeah, that's pretty ironic, actually. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Jeff? Something about
I was saying Battlefield games are good. It's a second screen experience I couldn't give a shit about.
Oh, okay.
Have you played a
Battlefield? I get confused. I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Go refill.
Jason, we're talking about
video
games.
We get it.
Yeah, I got that. I just, okay. I don't, yeah.
Bang, bang.
Guns.
Shoot.
T-bag.
That's it for news, though.
All right, cool. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll talk about some Dragon's Crown, and then we'll do some new releases, listener email, if we have them. I haven't even checked yet. And new question of the week. So stay with us.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
I'm so grumpy. Bye-bye.
It's time to wake up.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Let's talk about Dragon's Crown!
Wait. You're welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You are so kind.
I just want something cool to say after we come back. Because Jeff has it on lock.
Yep. You know, trademark that shit.
And you know, Travis already trademarked, hey.
He can keep it. It's cool. I'm good. Never mind.
Okay. So let's talk Holla. Dragon Crown. No, don't ever say that.
You so cray cray.
So, Jason.
Yeah.
You've been playing this for a while. How far into this game are you?
Actually, I'm not that far because mid 20s, I think. And, it's really just past where you go through the initial 9 stages and where the grinding begins. I kind of stopped there because I wanted to wait until you guys got it. I didn't want to play too much without you guys. So I haven't beaten it yet, but, I knew that this was going to be a game that you guys like really, really, you know, enjoyed. With Atlas, you know, it's kind of hit or miss sometimes, you know, their shit is a little niche. This is really no exception, but I mean, it harkens back to the old school brawlers.
Yeah,
man,
it hits so many sweet spots. Cause it totally hits like the old D&D, 2D brawler sweet spot.
Capcom one.
And then it also hits like the Golden Axe sweet spot with like the beasts. And,
PSO a little bit.
I was going to say that it's a little PSO because you're kind of going, doing the loot grab too. And you get a lot of loot in this game.
That's true.
I was really impressed with how much loot you got. The one thing I don't like is that the appraisal price is so high, but I mean, you get gold so quickly by the time.
Oh, you get a ton of gold.
Yeah, you get so much gold. It's not even an issue. And you kind of start to, you know, after the first few stages, you start getting the feel of what's worth appraising and what's not.
So
I stopped appraising D and E's already and mostly C's. It's like B or A or up.
Yeah. I haven't gotten anything that's an S yet, but I've played, I think, 8 hours.
You should. I have a few things that are S, so you should.
Do you?
You played how many hours?
8 hours.
You've opened up multiplayer though, right?
Yes. I have opened it up.
You've played 8 hours and you don't have an S yet?
Nope.
Holy shit. Yep. I have like 3 of my things are
shit's
S.
Random, man.
I have really bad luck when it comes to loot. I always have. I have the worst luck with loot.
Put over 100 hours into Diablo 3 and never got one orange.
Oh, that's true. I did get an orange. Yeah. Actually, I think I got 2 oranges.
Yeah, I never got one.
In Diablo. But, but they were both shit, so it didn't really do much for
well,
me.
Well, yeah, then they did suck. They're like, sell them at the auction house. Fun.
Might as well. But there's a lot of all of that in this. I mean, like, the combat for me, this is kind of how I felt about the way they did this game. It almost seems to me like what they did with Muramasa was kind of a testbed for some of the combat in this game. Does that make sense? Cause it's a lot of the directional thing. It's like, you're not holding down and pushing a direction, but you're pushing a direction and then hitting a button, you know? So a lot of the combat feels like you do the different things that way. And it was kind of like a testbed. And this is like that to another extreme. Cause there's 6 characters with completely different movesets, you know? And, I was impressed at just how different everything was from character to character.
What are you guys rocking right now?
I'm rocking an elf. But I've seen all of the characters as NPC players as well.
Yeah, same.
I think the elf is like one of the most well-rounded as far as dynamics are concerned.
Yeah,
you know, there's a little bit of, you know, melee and ranged
ranged has is like, so the one thing that I was a little concerned about with the elf was that you get limited arrows, but dude, arrows drop all the time.
Yeah, it's a non-issue.
Yeah, it really is a non-issue. I mean, when I get to a boss, I just unload on the boss. I got like the rapid fire skill on my elf and I just unload on the boss. And, you know, when I run out of arrows, all I have to go do is like, I dodge from one side of the screen to the other and I pick up like 8 more arrows and I can just unload again. And, you know, it's, you know, they really do a good job about making it easy for you to continue to use the trait that your character is known for in that particular, you know, instance. But, I also like the fact that, you know, for the elf, she's really good at being in the air. You know, I mean, the combo that I do is knocks her up in the air, and you can actually fire three arrows in the, from the air and then come down with like an axe kick on top of them. So, I mean, just a lot of cool stuff with that particular character.
It's definitely one of the better, like brawler engines. I mean, especially like this gen. I mean, not that this gen is like super saturated with, you know, brawlers like this, but, it's not just like a mindless, you know, button masher.
It's,
you
know? As fun as this game is, the one I'm about to mention, it's not Castle Crashers. Okay.
Right.
Castle Crashers was like, just hit the button, mindless fun.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you like Castle Crashers better comment. I was going to be like,
No. What I'm saying, they're both extremely fun brawlers. Okay. But the combat in this game is like three or four levels above it. You know, just in general. I mean, it's still mostly, it's like two button combat, but it just feels like there's so much that
there's
you can
combos
do with that.
And stuff
yeah.
in it, like.
Yeah.
Not, it doesn't give you a combo counter, but you can chain certain things together to get more like, damage and shit, which is pretty cool.
What are you guys playing?
I went wizard the first time.
Yeah. Well, I'm
going to do wizard and
I'm wizard.
Use my wizard and got a nice cloak.
And, I cast magic missile.
Yeah, I do a lot of that.
Actually, you create wood golems, which is fucking awesome.
I didn't get
sometimes,
over that skill. Yeah.
Sometimes.
I didn't. Like, if somebody, like, AI people, I'm like, ah, there's no point in going. Like, I haven't even, I think the first time I died was right before you opened up multiplayer, so I haven't had a hard time with them yet. I was kind of, the beginning, I was like, I don't know if I want to play the wizard, but then after I started, like, leveling up, I'm like, okay, he's pretty badass. So he can do, like, a lot of damage.
Yeah.
The problem is you gotta do the whole, regenerate your magic by holding down the, square button, I think it is.
Yeah, it's certainly more involving than, just the straight up melee characters.
But at least you don't have to stand still doing it, so that's good. If you had to stand still, that would be a nightmare.
Oh, so you can move while you're holding down the button to charge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can.
So you can start charging and then.
Yeah, and you can move around.
Okay, cool.
As long as you're not attacking or doing anything else, you can move around. So that's good. But I'm liking it. Like I was on the fence for this game. I think it was it last week when I said finally, like, I'm thinking I might be picking it up. And I'm not far. I haven't played 8 hours. I'm five. And I just stopped playing last night. I got to level 15. Opened up the multiplayer. And said, okay, I'm done. I'm waiting until we actually can play some multiplayer. But it doesn't look like it's going to have that. My big problem with Vanillaware games is I like them at first, and then some kind of mechanic pops up that I just can't stand. Like in Odin Sphere was the whole planting of the shit and combining stuff and then having to
all that inventory management.
Inventory stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, once I got like heavy in that, I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. With Miramasa, honestly, the combat got boring for me. I was like, I just felt like I was doing the same shit over and over and over and over and over again. And I was like, okay, well, I not hold my interest. But this so far, and this is why I want to say with the PSO comparison, is because you get a lot of loot, but it's not visual loot on your character, it seems.
Yeah.
The only thing that changes is your weapon.
It does change your weapon, yeah.
Just
yeah,
visually, which, I mean, you only see while you're standing still, because while you're swinging it, I mean, it's just like a motion blur.
You know? It doesn't really matter. Yeah, so that's fine, but I was like, hey, you know what? It's still fun though. Like I'm not a side quest guy, and you guys know that. I don't like to do side quests, and I've done every single side quest up until the point where I think Jay was like, or someone said, just get to the end quick. You're close to the end, just do it. So I think I missed four.
Yeah, I did. But, I missed like the last two or three. I think.
Just because I was like, I just want to open this, but I was doing all the side quests, even though I was going through the same dungeons. I was like, this is still fun because I can actually feel myself getting stronger and. Fun having your little AI dudes and I'm enjoying it a lot.
I wish they
actually.
Weren't retarded.
They are very dumb in terms of like walking into shit.
Hey, I'm just going to walk right into this. There was one point. So you know this like the spiked wooden barriers?
Mm-hmm.
There was one point where like the wizard can transform wood into golems sat there and just kept running into one. And it was pink, and he just kept hitting it. And I'm like, what are you doing? It gets to the point where, like, when the spikes are coming out of the ground, I basically stand in one place, and then I run as fast as I can from one side of the screen to the other
to the
and
end,
just go through the end so that they can get hit as little as possible.
Yeah.
Because they just walk through it. They just don't even bother. It's annoying, actually.
They're super dumb. It's kind of nice having super high-level like mages or wizards or, you know, sorceresses because they have, you know, like those huge AoE spells. So that's
so
kind
good.
Of auto-mode, and, you know, they do a lot of, you know, damage.
Yeah, last boss that I fought was, like, big time that. So
those are kind of helpful to have. But I mean, the game is definitely, you know, more fun multiplayer, and you know, I want to play with you dudes, but you know what? They don't make it all that easy.
Not at all.
There's not like, you know, a party system really. Like I can't straight up invite you guys or create a private room or anything like that. It's kind of drop in, drop out. Like you go into network mode and then your game's wide open and anybody can join. And, you know, if Jeff wanted to join my game, you know, he has the option of going to network and then joining a friend's game, you know, and that's it.
Yeah, you can open up your game or join a friend's game. That's all you can do.
There's so many weird backwards
and
conventions that they adopt, you know, that just seem like counterintuitive to like, you know, the fun multiplayer experience.
And apparently you can only play the multiplayer when you're actually in a dungeon. So when you open up that point, you basically go through a dungeon and then you can either decide to go back to town or keep going to another dungeon. And then apparently if you go back to town when you're playing online with people, it disbands the party.
Yeah. So I hope that's something, you know, that they fix. I mean, that was their intent, I guess, you know, so I can't really say fix,
but you can play
change local
multiplayer from the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? It's such a pain in the ass because, you know, after every time that you go back to town, you've got to repair your shit and, you know, sell all your stuff. And it's not like it just pulls up the menu for you. Like everybody has to spend their time going into the shop and repairing their shit. It's time consuming.
It can take a good 15 minutes in between dungeons. It's like watching.
Yeah, it's super tedious at that point. And not only that, I mean, because it's, you know, PlayStation only, you can't like import other profiles. So you're just on the one profile, right? So, you know, if Jeff, you came over to my place and we wanted to do local co-op, you couldn't import your character.
I couldn't just put my character on a USB or something like that?
Nope. Doesn't work that way.
Wow, that's messed up.
It's stupid.
So basically I'd have to start off, we both have to start off at zero, or I have to play with whatever your character is, or you'd have to play with your character at like 20 something and I have to start off at like level one.
Right. I mean, that's something where the Vita version, you know, is better at, because you can do, you know, like online-ish co-op with, you know, your close friends, like in the same room, I guess. But, you know, still, on a PlayStation, there's just no way to fucking do that. Dumb, right?
That's kind of retarded. Dumb. I haven't tried the multiplayer yet, so... I just unlocked it, and I unlocked it on the Vita, so... as weird as that sounds, because you have online multiplayer from the start, I think, on the Vita, which is weird. But,
that is weird.
Yeah, but the... I think I unlocked it, but they don't tell you on the Vita version if you got to the point where it's unlocked on the PS3. So, what's the mission that... Yeah. What's
when
the last mission that you have
Kaisar,
to do?
Kaisar? What the hell is that guy's
name? I thought after you beat the Beholder.
It's
and then
when
go
you
back
beat the guy who looks like Shuma-Gorath.
Yeah, that's a Beholder.
That dude.
Yeah. But yeah, once you get back to town, you actually have to go to, I think, the stable, and then once you get to that screen, then it says network mode is unlocked.
Yeah.
So the first time you go to the stable?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then I do have it unlocked, because I've been to the stable already. Because the Beholder is the first enemy you fight after you get that.
Yeah, it's before that. I think his name's Kaisar.
Yeah, it's
Kaisar,
the Mage Tower,
like
then.
Yeah, the boss of that one.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, I'm one mission past that at this point. So
yeah, that's where I am. I haven't done the mission, but I'm just literally right after that.
Okay.
But
yeah, I will say this though, the cross save works great. I've been able to do that with no effort whatsoever. But the only thing that I don't like about the Vita version is that it's even easier to lose yourself. You know, it's ridiculous. I know. It's like you're playing the PS3 version. If you have three NPCs playing, you lose yourself really fast. On the Vita version, it's even worse.
You get a fucking wizard in your party that casts like the tornado spells and shit.
Tornado one is a,
like, what is going on?
It's an awesome
against the Beholder,
spell, but it
against the Beholder,
up.
The mage just kept throwing that fire shit over and over. Yeah. And yeah, it was really hard to tell where everybody was, but yeah.
What do you guys think of the bosses though?
I like them.
You like
I like
them
that there's a little
the
usually
part?
A little for sorry?
No.
I was gonna say I like how there's usually like a little thing you can do besides just fighting them. Like when you're fighting these guards and they have like a genie lamp, you got to get the guard who's holding the lamp, and then you can actually take over the lamp, and the genie
plays and the genie comes out and starts beating the crap out of
them. That's kind of cool. I like that. So it's not just beat the fuck out of this boss with his hit point. Like, there's going to be those bosses, but I like how there's been a few that have like a little twist to them that are kind of neat.
Yeah, exactly. I think all of the enemies, actually, the bosses in particular, are so well thought out and like so well animated, and I don't know, they're very like iconic. They're not generic in any way. And I also love that you know, once you go through the initial 9 stages, you get like B paths. I don't know if you guys have really unlocked that.
Yeah, I haven't unlocked that yet.
But you have like an alternate route, and that will have additional bosses as well. Sometimes they're super tough and whatnot, but I don't know, dude. I really, really like a lot of things about this game. The art style, you know, I love the combats, you know, I love the
I said this on Twitter, but like, I thought the game was good looking watching videos and seeing screenshots of it online, but when I saw it in motion on my TV, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Pretty fucking game.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, you don't see the minor things, and like, well, I'm going to just animation. Point one of these things out. The animation is, there are so
the
many
lighting.
Details, like the, like for instance, the elf, her idle animation. So she's standing there. And while she's idle, like her ear wiggles, and you just see her ear wiggle a little bit, and it's that kind of detail. I mean, it's like, well, who the fuck cares? It doesn't matter if you care or not. You just have to appreciate that they went into that much detail, you know, to do that little minute thing. And I love like one of the things that I always thought that was really cool in Muramasa is that if your character is running across an entire screen and they don't get interrupted, your character will actually kind of glance at the screen and then glance back.
And, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
The elf kind of does that, but instead of just glancing at the screen, as she's running, she like looks up and just kind of looks around at her surroundings, and then she goes back to running. You know, it's very like little details like that, that it doesn't necessarily do anything for the game, but like from a mechanical standpoint, of course, but it just gives the game so much more character.
Yeah.
You know, it brings it to a different level of just how much they loved what they were doing.
Imagine like Dragon's Crown 2, where even the loot you got changed what your character looked like. I know that's a lot of
assets. That'd be great, but
that would be.
I mean, because a majority of the stuff was hand-drawn art, I can understand, you know.
The fact that they changed the weapon is enough for me at this point, you know? I mean...
Yeah, it's definitely a nice touch.
Yeah.
But one of the favorite things about the art style that it's one of my favorite things, is that you can tell that it's like watercolor. Like, you can see the texture of all of the arts.
Yeah.
Like, if you really look, you can see the grain of the, like, the paper that they use and shit like that. It's like, wow, that's gorgeous. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Pretty game.
I'm a fan.
I can sing its praises all day, but you know what? Man, I got a fucking laundry list of nitpicks.
There's a lot. It's not perfect by any means.
If it was perfect, it's like these nitpicks that I have just seem so... I don't know.
Nitpicky? Truly,
like they could have, they're super nitpicky, but it's like, you know, like the multiplayer stuff, for example. It's like,
that's a nitpick. So playing the game to unlock it is annoying as hell, yeah.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
That's kind of a nitpick, but like the actual online features, that's not a nitpick. That is a flaw.
I think
it is fucking 2013. Give me a good online mode. Come on.
No shit.
You know? Yeah. So I haven't experienced it yet. But, I could definitely see the frustration in that. Cause I should be able to invite, Jeff, Jason, and John.
Make private slots and be like,
I mean, this is not a big thing, you know, it's not something that, you know, it hasn't been done before. But, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, it is a bunch of nitpicks though. That's really what it is.
Right. It's rare that it actually just distracts me enough to like not like the game, you know, but. What else is going on in that game? Oh, the rune system? Have you guys played around with that much?
When you open a multiplayer, you just kind of open that stuff up.
Yeah, I just unlocked it, so I haven't really played with it that much.
It's a really interesting mechanic. And I think it, you know, takes, you guys played the original D&D, like, brawlers, right? There were lots of, like, hidden avenues and, you know, branching paths and shit like that. Just certain little things that weren't, like, advertised. that were actually super important in the game. And I think the rune system is like that as well, you know, cause they don't really advertise it all that much. And so, it's something where you have to like keep a legend like next to you in order to.
And what means what? It's like, it's yeah. almost like Skyrim's shouts, but it doesn't translate sure. them in English. It's like you have these symbols and you can buy the runes from the main wizard in town.
Yeah.
So does
which
that mean like
super expensive sometimes?
Yeah, they're like 10,000, 30,000, 40,000. They're ridiculous. But if you have all three, does that mean you'd never have to click on those symbols, I guess, when you have them, when you see them on the wall? It's basically you have them. Cause I know the way it is for me, I have one stone, the stone you get during the main story, and then I can click on any two in the background and that one and see if something happens. The only thing I've ever done so far is the story quest where you make that big golem move and,
done the carpet right afterwards.
Yeah, and the carpet right afterwards. Yeah, which by the way, I thought that carpet part was terrible, but
that was annoying.
Hey, so was the raft part in
both parts
the D&D
were on
game.
Like a vehicle is yeah.
That shit's dumb.
Yeah, I'm like, so if you buy those, so it's basically like you just need to find one of those, I guess, runes on the walls, and then you can just click the two that you own. Is that how that works?
It's going to vary. Yeah. Sometimes you're going to get one or two runes, and then you just combine them with what you have. But I mean, you're going to have to buy more than one rune, right?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to buy all that shit. There's a ton of different combinations, and I actually haven't even seen them all. There's a few that, you know, like, die, D-I-E, where I have no idea what the hell that does. We'll see. Like, I don't have I yet.
And
so
if that's the most complicated thing in this game, that's why I think I might stick with this a lot more than the other VanillaWare games. And the cooking thing in this, I don't know what VanillaWare has with cooking, but there's cooking in every single one of the games that they make.
No,
this one is kind of simple. You do it kind of randomly between matches, like when you're doing the continuous dungeons, and you basically make shit just to get buffs. And then there you go.
Fun little diversion in between shit. I kind of like that whole, keep progressing on mechanic. So once you get like network mode unlocked, the warp gate is like completely randomized now.
Yeah.
So you walk through that and you warp to one dungeon. And then at the end of that one, you can choose to go on to the next, but you get a buff of some sort. Either you get like a higher percentage for, you know, loot drops or, you know, shit like that, or higher, you know, gold counts, you know, whatever. But, the longer that you progress, you know, through that, the higher the buffs you get, higher the percentage drops. Which is kind of cool. And then in between those levels, you know, you can do the cooking thing like Jeff mentioned. Because you don't go back to town, so you don't get your potions refilled or anything like that.
Oh, you don't get them refilled.
Okay. Right. Only when you go back to town.
Huh. And that's another good thing. I like how the fact that if you buy a magic potion, you're not buying one. You're buying, like, you're basically buying refills. So, like, say you get 10 refills.
Yeah.
You use three of them in one level. You come back. They automatically refill. That'll be one refill. And then when that runs out, then you have to buy like an actual. Yeah.
Takes a little bit of the busy work out of the equation.
Yeah, and they have like rings too, and the rings can be used multiple times in the dungeons. And then after you know when they I don't know if they reset per se, but you get some of those back, like some of the uses back.
You definitely get uses back for spells for the wizard and sorceress.
Okay, cool.
So I'm not sure if I haven't bought a ring yet, just because I have the magic spell, so.
I got the magic spells.
You're liking that wizard though, huh?
I'm liking him so far. I didn't at first, but then after I got to about level, I'd say 5 or 6, and I was like, oh, I'm opening up some cool stuff now. I'm like, this is actually pretty cool.
That's another thing too, is all the classes, whenever you upgrade, a skill, like it changes it pretty dynamically. Like it's not just like a stat boost or something like that. I don't know if I mentioned before, but, with the dwarf, he's got one, like soar like an eagle,
okay.
Power, and I'm like, okay, I'll pick it up. It's like you double jump and then hit jump again, and then he flies across to the other side of the screen. I'm like, okay, that might be cool for evading and shit. So I got that, and I got bored with it because it's like, okay, that's kind of dumb. But then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna keep going with
so
this.
You're
gonna
upgrade it?
I upgraded it to level 2. And he still does that same stupid fucking fly animation where he jumps to the other side of the screen. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Now he's dropping bombs the entire fucking time that he's flying.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. All right.
That's
kind of
cool. Yeah, no doubt.
And No, go ahead.
I was going to say it. Another thing for people like me who don't really like micromanagement and skill trees that are fucking overwhelming as shit. The skills are basically split into your class versus common. So common's like this permanently raises your hit points, your magic points. This makes it so you can get more chance of a knockdown during this attack. Then you have like wizard, then you open up like the certain skills a wizard would have. And it's not hard to understand. You don't have to follow a path, which I really like. Like, you don't have to look down and be like, oh, I really want that skill. But to get that skill, I got to go all the way down this thing and figure that out. That stuff's not there.
Yeah, it's just as long as you meet the level requirement and you have enough points, you can get it. That's really all there is to it.
Exactly. Then upgrade it from that point. And that makes it kind of easy for someone like me who's not really into that kind of thing.
That really was something that kind of scared you away from the game.
Oh my god, yes. Yes. That was the main thing that scared me away from it.
Because you're hit or miss with Vanillaware to begin with.
Yeah.
And then you hear D&D and you're like, oh, stats? Oh, skills?
I was like, oh my god, I have to keep track of all this and this. I'm like, oh god.
But I held your hand. No. I'm like, dude, yep. It's cool.
You're like, it's pretty simple. It's this, and this. I'm like, oh, that's, I can do this. I can do this. I'm going to get it. And I'm not regretting it right now at all. I really like it. It's like, I'm telling my buddies, like, seriously, it's like, it's the golden axe that everybody fucking wanted. Like, in HD, and it's really good. I know it's not the best comparison, but I get a huge golden axe PSO feel when I play this game, and that just makes me smile. Like, even to the mounts. The mounts, like the beast and the lizard thing.
Yeah.
Control just like they would in golden axe. They just have one attack and a jump, and you can, like,
and you can dash with
dudes.
Them.
Yeah,
man, the Amazon looks so good on Beast.
I have not yet seen an Amazon on one yet.
Oh, she's my favorite. I love her the most. But I play her and the dwarf pretty exclusively.
The dwarf
and then,
was kinda cool.
Then the elf is just amazing too. She's super fun to play. But everybody plays her, so I've been kind of steering
away
from
the elf
that.
Is the everyone on Twitter elf. I'm like, yeah, okay,
but she's great, man.
That's shit. I was first drawn to the elf. I'm like, that's my thing, ranged and up close, like dagger type shit. I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm. Oh,
see, I picked the elf because she's in my opinion, the most aesthetically pleasing character in the game.
Yeah.
So.
Big booty drop? Amazon chick? Come on.
I can't stand that. I honestly do not like her design at all. I have to admit.
Big,
she's a bit too muscular for me. She doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Yeah.
She is all right. Hey.
To be honest, the one I dislike out of all of them is the fighter. Just because I don't like, he's so humongous.
He's the only one that I've never even played yet. Like, I've seen him being used, and I'm like, okay, all right, that looks awesome, but I need a little more variety. The Amazon's kind of interesting in that, she's a straight-up melee character. She's got that cool, like, shredder move in the air, where she just, like, spins around with her fucking pole axe and shit, and just, turns people
gotta
up.
Gotta be honest.
Yep.
After, like, even though I played a lot, I play with the AI characters every time. I have barely seen what any of the other characters can do because I'm too busy focusing on my dude and where the fuck I am on the screen. So just, every once in a while I'll see something cool happen. I'll be like, oh, I see the elf, like, juggling somebody or something. I'm like, that looks, oh, I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, that kind of shit. Or every once in a while I'll see the Amazon lost her axe and she's got to go get it or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a different dynamic, too. She can do, like, a power smash and then leave her axe on the ground. Or it might get naturally knocked out. But then she's doing just, like, straight-up kick attacks. And they're, like, super fast. And she can do crazy juggles with them. And then she gets the crazy, butt blast, which is amazing as well. I don't know. She's super cool. And she's got some additional skills, where have you guys... Well, Jeff, you have, actually. When you equip a spell, you equip it to a slot, correct?
You do equip it to a slot, yeah.
Some of the melee characters have the same thing. Like with the Amazon, she's got a spell an ability where she can create multiple copies of herself. But she's got to have a bracelet, a specific bracelet, war paint or something, equipped in her slots. And then she uses it like an item and that activates it like a spell, like a wizard does and stuff. And she's got a few different things like that, that keeps her... varied and interesting and stuff. So
yeah, the elf has something similar. I think has like basically an oil dip for your arrows that give it a fire attribute. So that's pretty cool.
It really feels like the classes do really play a lot different from each other.
No, absolutely, they very much do. Unlike Muramasa, where the two characters play exactly the same.
Yeah.
So we like the game an awful lot. That's
obvious.
I do for now, and hopefully it doesn't change.
What would you guys like to see?
Surprised game.
Like, you know, from here on out. I mean, besides like a sequel, you know, as far as like DLC is concerned, do you guys want to see like more stages, more enemies, or different classes? What do you think would like add to the longevity of this game?
I think more stages would be better than more classes.
Really?
Okay. In my opinion, yeah. I get more bored, cause you know me, like, dude, how many fighting games do we play? And I usually stick to two, maybe three characters in a fighting game. It's like, cause I just don't like to play too many characters, and what gets me going in games mostly is new scenery. So I would prefer to see new levels.
Gotcha.
Or enemy types.
I think I'm just the opposite, actually. I think, I think we'd burn through stages and enemies, you know, really quick, but I think I'd spend more time, you know, just because, you know, these characters are already so dynamic and, you know, there's different avenues to go down. I think I would get more enjoyment out of additional characters. Like, I would love to see, like, a priest or cleric, you know, maybe someday.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'm really not sure. I mean, I could go either way on both of those. You know, I mean, there's already six characters. So it's like, I'm probably not going to ever get to all of them. But at the same time, it'd be cool to, you know, see what they could do with another type of class, you know? I don't know.
Maybe you could play as Rennie the Creeper.
Okay. I don't get that reference. I'm sorry.
You know who Rennie is. He opens up the doors and shit and the chests.
Oh, Rennie.
Okay. He's all like, dude. Oh, I can do that. I can
Let me ask you something. When he comes and grabs your gold, do you get that or does he keep it?
You get that.
Okay, good.
You get that. Yeah,
just. Because I want to like fucking kick him. Score. I'm like, leave me alone.
No.
But I like when the other thief comes, like shows up every once in a while and you just start beating the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that you can actually land yourself in jail?
You can actually what?
If you beat up that stupid Apple guy.
Yeah.
And at the hub, you get apprehended by the guards and you get thrown in jail.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have not tried that.
Try it out. Those are some
ugly
ass hands.
I was testing out
like
magic spells and shit in town, but it was just hurting my party, but not really.
Yeah, you can beat the fuck out of Rennie. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Cause he's a weirdo. Anyway, try and beat up that Apple guy.
Can I give you a nitpick? Here's a nitpick.
Yeah, sure.
So, I'm not going to say much about what it is because it's actually like a story piece of the stage, but there's a stage where you are releasing villagers. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Why don't the villagers go and stand back with Rennie? Like, he's off the fucking screen. It's like, why are you in the middle of the fucking screen? I mean, this dude's over here being smart, and you're just a fucking stupid ass.
Because it wouldn't be a fucking escort mission.
Yeah, I know. And that's... It's a nitpick, I know, but
that's
still.
That would take the whole point of that whole mission kind of out of the game.
Or maybe it would make sense. But, you know.
That's the only boss fight, by the way, just for the record, that I did not enjoy.
Not
because it was hard, just because I was like, this is just, it's pretty straightforward.
I didn't, I can go with that.
Believe me, there's worse ones.
You're getting, yeah.
But there's new bosses and stuff after you open up B, right? Path B and stuff?
Correct. Yeah, I think one of the first that you fight is the Medusa. She's a huge fucking... All right, she's a fucking cunt, man.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, well, straight up. I don't give a shit. You can be offended, but she's offended me already, so it's fair.
It's just a word.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel about all
people in Europe
words.
And Australia don't get this. It's like you're just saying shit or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or bitch, so.
That's true. Anyway... Go get the fucking game.
It's a good game.
I think it's got a pretty good broad appeal.
I
don't think it has lasting appeal for a lot of people.
No, I think it's the most accessible game that Vanillaware has put out, I think. Like, I think it's like you said, most broad appeal. Like, most people, there's something in this game that I think a lot of people can find that they like.
It's definitely a high point for brawlers, you know?
Yes.
Definitely a high bar for other brawlers, like Charlie Murder to hit. Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's like, then again, even better than Golden Axe. It's like a better version of those Capcom D&D games, like Crystal Tower, or Tower of Doom. What was the second one?
Fuck, yeah, what? All right, there was Tower of Doom and then Shadows over Mystara.
That's it.
Yeah.
Shadows of Mystara.
Yeah, because that sounds like Crystal.
I don't know where it's from. It's fucking fantasy. There's got to be a Crystal somewhere in there. Right? No?
Dark Crystal.
That would be a spoiler. Crystal. Maybe.
I don't know. There's probably some magic. Maybe a crown.
And a wizard hat.
Wizard or two. Dragon.
Oh my God, the Amazon's so fucking hot. I'm serious. Yeah. I'm just
she's
watching
not.
This.
She's hideous.
I'm just watching this
I
idle animation.
The elf is the hottest one.
And then pointy fucking buttocks. Oh my God.
Buttocks looks like a dude's. It doesn't look like a dude.
It's so true. It does.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, that butt blast. We got to move on or I'm going to need some private
time.
Yeah,
it's a good game. I'd recommend it. It is, surprisingly, talking to people in like Retroid Today and stuff in the show box, the main thing putting people off is its price right now. That from people in the show box anyway.
Yeah, if it was cross-buy, dude, I think a lot of people
would
jump
on
it.
Yeah,
but
even if
again,
it was $60
how many
cross-buy?
People fucking own a Vita, you know?
Yeah.
Are
that's
they just, yeah.
Yeah, let's move on.
But
yeah, I don't even need cross-buy. I want like a package deal. It's like that's what I wanted.
Yeah,
so like $80. Give me $10 each off each game if I buy both.
Yeah,
no, that's all.
But, cool.
All right, cool. Let's move on.
Yeah,
sure.
Hey, we have some new releases. You guys want to talk about those?
Yeah, there's anything coming out next week.
Yeah, let's
talk about Charlie Murder. Sure.
Next week, Payday 2's for PS3, Payday 2, DuckTales,
Mars
War Logs, and some Dishonored DLC is coming out.
Yeah.
360 has Payday 2 as well. Charlie Murder, Dishonored DLC, and Phoenix and Ferb, Quest for Cool Stuff.
Phoenix? Isn't it Phoenix and Ferb? I don't fucking
know. I thought it was
don't
Phoenix. I don't know.
So Payday 2, is that a retail game this time?
It is.
Oh. Okay.
Looks like it. Wii U is also getting DuckTales and Phoenix and Ferb and Angry Birds Trilogy. Just in case you wanted that on the Wii U, which you don't. So there you go.
All the people are playing it on their phones anyway. They don't want
that's
it on
right. That's right. 3DS is getting Mario and Luigi Dream Team and Rune Factory 4. And that is your new release list. Pick of the week. Fucking DuckTales.
Fucking DuckTales, really?
I'm going DuckTales, but I might keep an eye on that Charlie Murder business.
I don't know. There's three high points, man. It's DuckTales. I'm liking that a lot. Charlie Murder. And Payday 2, I've been secretly loving. Like, there were some issues with that first Payday. What I keep hearing and seeing is that they've fixed a lot of that shit. And it's a pretty exhilarating experience if you get in with like a good
group.
Yeah, but don't buy that game expecting to play it single player because you're gonna hate it. The AI is stupid retarded, but terrible. Man, there's something about just like, you know, that whole, you know, robbing a bank element and just like
with your buddies.
Yeah, it's
like
pretty awesome
heat.
when
not
you
reliving heat,
when you pull that shit
heat,
off it's like fuck yeah
time when I retold you.
So that's definitely worth something, and I think it's a cheaper game too. It's like $40. So, that's, I don't know, something to think about, but, yeah, I think Charlie Murder is my pick.
All right.
I'll check two of those out. Keep an eye on Payday.
Cool. There you go. Cool. We have Jason. Jeff, you said we had an In This Question, right?
We do have an In This Question left over from last week. Remember guys, you can hit us up on In This Questions at In This Questions on the Twitters. You can write us anything, comments, questions, pictures, whatever the hell you want to. Well, don't do pictures because that makes for terrible fucking audio. But anything you want to. This comes from Mr. Crispy Chicken 13 on the Twitters. He says, if you could choose any fictional vehicle to use for the rest of your life, what would you choose? Any fictional vehicle.
Whoa.
This is a good question.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So many good ones that I can't even think of one right now.
Some kind of cool motorcycle sidecar thing. And I'd have John in the sidecar.
Okay.
So I'd have my
he'd be riding bitch, basically?
Yeah, I'd have my best bud with me all the time. That would be the best. Yeah. Or like a giant fucking Hot Wheel. Oh, a motorized fucking Hot Wheel. Yeah.
A motorized Hot Wheel. That'd be called a car, dude.
No. What the fucking trick
Power
thing.
Wheels?
Power wheels,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, power wheels.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, fuck
like
you, John. I want a big
ass
power wheel.
That's called a monster
truck. No. One of the trike things.
Power you are a strange
big
man.
Big wheels.
I'm just throwing shit out there.
You are just throwing shit out there.
Oh, it's so not power wheels.
I would...
No, it's
big
wheels. The wings with the big wheel, and you sit down on it, and they've got two small wheels behind you.
Big wheels.
Big wheels.
Let's see, Power Wheels. No, they were called Power Wheels too.
No, Power Wheels were the ones that were motorized.
Yeah, they were the motorized cars.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You guys are my homies. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, they exactly what you're talking about.
Like completely made out of plastic. And sometimes they had that cheap ass plastic brake on the right side, and you'd pull that, and it'd like spin out and fucking like land on your head and cause damage
did.
Oh yeah. One of those.
The wheels would always get cracked down the center of them, like people rolling over rocks and shit. I think everyone had one of those when they were a kid.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I want one of those to ride.
I used to pedal it really fast on like a sidewalk, and then I'd, there's no real brakes, right? But I would just like stop pedaling and, like try and do a 180 and get like that, you know, it's like the plastic wheel just like, it would just burn all the plastic off and onto the concrete. Yeah, I used to do that.
Huh.
I remember that. I was like 4 or 5 or something like that.
Wait, I take it all back. I want the Serpentor ski thing.
Ha! That's funny because mine's in the same line of yours.
Oh, really?
I went with the Cobra flight pod thing.
Oh, dude, that's Major Blood's copter. Oh, so many good vehicles.
See, I was totally going more practical, I think. Well, not at first. At first, I was like, fucking X-Wing! But
I'm going for a hoverboard.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something that I can still put in a parking spot. So
I'm
I'm doing the DeLorean from Back to the Future, man.
Oh, that's nice.
But DeLorean's not fictional.
Chris,
the one from Back to the Future.
The Back to the Future one is.
Chris.
So what? You want a time travel machine?
I just want one that flies. I don't give a shit if it time travels.
See, that's why I'm going with the flight pod for Cobra. It's like, it's practical. You can fit into a parking lot. It flies. It's like a jetpack, but you can have a radio.
I can power the DeLorean bubbles? Off of, banana peels.
Weren't they trouble bubbles? Isn't that what they're, trouble bubbles?
Trouble
yes,
bubbles.
That's what they were. Yeah, trouble bubbles. I think that's what they were called.
But yo,
did you guys ever see, like, a long time ago when you were kids, did you guys ever see, the movie Explorers?
Yeah.
Probably.
Where he like had this weird bubble that formed around their like weird ship. That was an interesting movie.
You lost me there.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. I watched that. Bubble so awesome. Ship. I love that.
So
movie.
What do you want as your pick? The bubble or the ship?
Oh, fuck.
It'd have to be the bubble because the ship doesn't do anything without the bubble.
Oh, gotcha. So the bubble powers the ship.
Correct.
Ah.
Yo. Yeah. Actually, my pick is the DeLorean regardless.
I forgot. So. About light cycles.
You know, I thought about the light cycle.
Yeah, that's the thing right there.
I thought about the light cycle.
I sent Jeff a
light cycles would be cool,
the
but
trouble bubble.
That's light cycles you got to be going pretty quick though. And
well,
you still got to deal with traffic.
Want? No, cuz you just like go around them cuz you're so awesome. I mean, you just carry that little baton anywhere you go, right? And you just go do do do, and then you know put the thing down, and then you're like rocket.
Yeah, that's the noise it
light
makes
cycle.
Or something. I've never seen Tron.
What?
I know what you're talking
dude,
about.
Dude, give
I've
back your actually, nerd card right
I know,
now.
How do we remove him Tron from call?
I can do it from here. Hold on a second.
All right.
I've seen bits and pieces of it to know kind of what goes on in it, but I've never actually seen the movie, like from beginning to end. I'm terrible.
I'm gonna have to apologize to a lot of people for this, but I actually did enjoy Tron Legacy quite a bit.
I did see that. Fell asleep during it, but I did see it.
What? Oh, I fucking love that movie.
That movie was good. I'll take one of those
up.
Tron planes at the end, the Tron fighters. That'd be cool.
When the movie turned into Star Wars?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was down with that.
Okay, final picks.
I'm still going with the DeLorean. With the Back to the Future DeLorean.
Jason? Serpentor?
No. Light right. Cycle. Light
all right, fine. If I want a fictional vehicle, I want Optimus Prime, bitch.
Wait. Light cycle with a sidecar so John can come with.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's
with
allowed.
With a light sidecar.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Cobra Trouble Bubble.
That's nice. All right.
There we go. All right, that's all the Indus questions. So hit us up at Indus questions. You can ask cool questions. Even if they're dumb questions, ask any questions. We don't fucking care.
Obviously.
What's your shoe size?
Obviously. all right, so desperate. Question of the week.
Yeah.
So we put out a question on Retroids about suggestions for question of the week because we're at 292 episodes and we're running out of ideas. So,
yeah, let's be honest, guys. Like, we've gone through a whole bunch. It's either going to come down to the fact is we need to get some other brains thinking of stuff or revisiting stuff we've done before that you guys might want to hear us talk about. Like, actually, Mike Strife even brought up a new, thing, like, go back to stuff we did in the first year we did the podcast.
Yeah.
and revisit those. And I was like, that's actually might be a good idea to look back at some of the stuff we did the first year and see if our opinions have changed on anything. Like, I don't know, digital DLC or something. You just throw something.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I always come back to is when we did Xbox Live versus PSN. Mm-hmm. It would be a No, we didn't, did we?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure we did.
Oh, okay.
Or we might not have.
We did a PS Plus versus Xbox Live, but you know.
Oh, maybe not.
But anyway, this week we're gonna do one of Amy's suggestions, and that is, do you play several games at the same time or focus on one until it is complete? So that is your question of the week. To answer that question, please send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
4337.
Numbers. You can get us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. You can get us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
It's G-E-O-F-F.
Facebook, Steam, Google Plus, and Stitcher. Search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us.
We all over.
We are all over. and come over to Retroids and join the community and join in the conversation.
On sale.
That's all I got, guys. You have anything before we wrap up?
Them pointy buttocks. Oh, she's like the curly hair. She's just like flowing it back. Oh, she's looking at me.
Jason, she's hideous. I'm sorry.
Yo, you gotta see that block animation because the tatties just swing back and forth. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, if we're gonna talk about that, the funniest thing that I've seen is the sorceress's run.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh my god!
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I about died when I saw her running. I was like, oh my god, that is not a
sticks
thing.
Sticks her chest out, arms back, and hey.
She has to hold her hat on her head, Jeff.
Well, yeah, she does. Yeah, she does have her hat. Her hand on her head.
I just beat up the Apple guy. Fuck you, dude.
Go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect 200 gold points. All right, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
I did.
If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So until next week, my name's Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Joe.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
What?
Come here, Apple guy. I'm going to kick your ass.
Rumpy.
He gets so fucking mad.